Governor Cuomo, three times elected, Andrew Cuomo, son of a man who was elected three times governor of New York, a distinguished political family in many directions, resigns in what appears to be disgrace, although the governor is now refuting some of the facts. But in any event, we're not here to examine that. We're to say Kathy Hochul becomes governor. She was chosen to as lieutenant governor by Andrew Cuomo, and her governorship means that she's running for the first time. So how do we define Kathy Hochul's campaign? Is there a theme that you can identify?
It's a campaign about nothing, and she is there very accidentally. John, the last two elected governors, both Democrats, both left and gave office to their lieutenant governor. Kathy Hochul's first lieutenant governor, when she unexpectedly becomes governor, has already resigned as he's facing federal charges for sloppy, alleged corruption that was well known and reported on, including by my news outlet, The City, to start with, before she picked him. So this is a state where there are two Democrats to every Republican. In New York City, there's seven. As many independents as Republicans. And Kathy Hochul's math, and it got her through the primary very easily, was on the power that be. The Democrats are the dominant party here, and that's going to be enough. She then leaned heavily into abortion in the aftermath of the Supreme Court's decision overturning Roe v. Wade. And as that initially seemed to really inspire Democratic voters, as we saw in special elections, including of one candidate, one Democrat here who won an upset race outside of New York City. And she just has tried not to engage, not to campaign very much, to keep debates to a minimum. She spent a good deal of money. She raised an incredible amount of money, a lot of it from people with business before the state. And I think she figured that was going to be enough without having to offer any compelling message. And the result was that she ceded all this ground to Zeldin, even as polls show that voters' fears of crime are really high, that almost all voters, even in places like New York City, for instance, an overwhelming majority, which you wouldn't know from the discourse, want more police on the trains, and was just hoping to cruise. And plainly, as she's had former President Obama, President Biden, AOC, for the very closing appeal of the campaign, and just every big gun in the party and celebrity world she can get at the end, that approach didn't work very well. And it turns out that, of course, this is a referendum, not only Zeldin, congressman from Suffolk County, but on Kathy Hochul, the sitting governor and the head of the party in a state where that party dominates. And there's a lot of upset. Some of this should have been obvious last year when a number of referenda that Democrats expected to pass easily didn't. When Phil Murphy in neighboring New Jersey, who people expected to cruise to reelection, ended up winning by one percentage point. But Democrats whistled past that graveyard. Kathy Hochul, you know, I'm sure at the behest of her advisors, tried not to engage, not to campaign. And it turns out that there's a lot of upset and tumult, and we'll see if it's just enough or not quite enough to get a Republican elected to statewide office here to declare a crime state of emergency.
Kathy Hochul's campaign has been called the Rose Garden strategy, reaching back into the 20th century, Jimmy Carter's campaign strategy of 1980 against Ronald Reagan. It didn't come to success. However, right now, with the votes still being counted, this is a predominantly blue state. And so rather than look at who's going to win, it's a question of whether the themes introduced by Lee Zeldin are going to stay with us afterwards. Because Harry, we want to do a magic trick here. We want to say, Kathy Hochul, congratulations, you're governor, you're in Albany. But there is a voice in your party who is not Lee Zeldin, but raises many of the same issues, and that would be Mayor Eric Adams. Do you expect that we'll hear from Mr. Adams after the campaign, after Kathy Hochul is, from the numbers, early numbers, it's only less than 10% counted, but she has an overwhelming lead. So it's nothing against Lee Zeldin that he can't defeat a dominantly Republican, Democratic state. But in any event, what do we expect to hear from Mayor Adams now that his themes have been vindicated in yet another campaign?
So Mayor Adams, who's maintained a close relationship with Kathy Hochul, in part as a contrast to the very hostile one between Andrew Cuomo and Bill de Blasio, and has stumped for Hochul. There have been reports that he wouldn't be so upset if Zeldin won. I wouldn't know. But Adams, who's completely squandered his first year in office in Albany, which is a mayor's one big chance when all those people are going to be running for election themselves to get big things done, may get a second chance. Ideally for him, I think Hochul squeaks through, Democrats lose their supermajority in the state Senate, and even if that means that the center of the party moves a little to the left, as some moderates lose their seats, this will almost surely happen, that the party is forced to govern more moderately because its numbers are diminished and the political threat is obvious. And we actually have something rare in America where instead of continually having primaries where more and more radical types emerge, people are forced to actually find consensus and govern. And that means that the legislature's sort of insistence that none of the criminal justice reforms is done have had any impact on crime shifts. He has more negotiating space to get them to revisit some of those laws which he's called for. It's notable that Eric Adams, who was crusading on the need to roll back bail reform, which I've written and argued is really a red herring and is not driving the increase since the pandemic began in crime and violent crime, but nonetheless went totally silent on that a few months ago and started talking about the many rivers feeding the sea of violence. Clearly, he got the memo from the Hochul campaign. But incredibly, Adams, who's already in office, who's not had the most impressive first year, in my view, may be the big winner here if humbled and chastened Democrats in Albany have to listen again to his agenda and some of the things he's asked for that to this point they have not delivered,
particularly around crime. I want to restate your formula, Harry, so I make certain I have it. Eric Adams is very much in charge of carrying forward a message that Lee Zeldin exaggerated, which is that New York City needs to be safe and that security is a primary concern of the taxpayers who want to revive the city after the pandemic. Is that it, Harry?
That's exactly it. And the one key difference, as Zeldin has shown up crime scene after crime scene in New York, is that Eric Adams is a native New Yorker,
right,
cop here for over two decades, and someone who consistently talks about both public safety and the importance of fair and just policing. Zeldin, by contrast, represents Suffolk County, and he's a classic Long Islander who, in effect, has been running, even when he's in New York City, against New York City.
We'll continue, and the Harry, alleged just chaos. A moment. Harry Siegel of the New York Daily News and the City discussing New York City and New York State. I'm John Batchelor.